Okay, we go to 290. B. The one, so the decision refer to the image. Yeah. Because otherwise you don't know tequence, you don't have decision. Decision is one win.
Oh.
Twine, we say twine. The win of twine just discuss the image. Image is win two. Image is discuss two trigram. The twine. Give count of image. Then the judgment, this is each line, six line. So judgment is discuss the meaning of each line. Okay. Then good fortune and misfortune. So talk about gain and lose. This is very clear. You do everything result, good fortune, misfortune. Then Remorse are actually regret, regret, and humiliation. This is a small trouble, the inside, regret inside, humiliation inside, you're feeling shameless, you regret. But no blame, come on, no blame, the meaning is that one is you position to correct one's mistake in the right way. No blame. You appear each judgment, meaning original, you maybe have some trouble, but you do this, do this, do this, no blame.
Okay.
No blame. So, no blame is avoid from mistake. No blame. Avoid from mistake. You follow instructions, avoid from mistake. Actually, no blame most important in Yi Jing. Good fortune, misfortune, this is the result. Regret, humiliation, just your feeling. No blame follow instruction. You should do what you should do. No blame. Confucius, in his analects, Confucius said, if you give me more years, after my 50 years old, more years, he said, I study Yi Jing, I can avoid from big mistakes. Mm-hmm. This is very important. So Confucius studied Yi Jing, that Confucius, while Yi Jing gave him benefit, profit, no? Just in his action, do everything, avoid from big mistakes. Most people have mistakes. Confucius people too. Confucius sometimes have some big mistakes. But study Yi Jing, what important is, don't make mistakes. So in Confucius' eyes, whole book Yi Jing just help us avoid from big mistakes. So no blame is important. Okay. Yeah.
my, you know my question. I last year, 2 years ago, I asked you what mistakes, what big mistakes Confucius thought he did. That was my question. You remember that? So, if you said there would be no big mistakes, in that context, you're taking the old, not Chu Xin's interpretation, but old quotation, old quotation, interpretation. I like it too. You understand? So, my question is, what big mistakes?
Okay. So, big mistakes will be first. You do something for people, for the country. This is the ruler. You make some decision. What you should do, what you should not do. This is big mistake. You know, for some event, affair of the country. In politics, you sometimes you make a decision. So, if you mistake, it may be hurt people, hurt the country. So this is one kind of important thing. Second, for example, if the ruler is bad, the ruler want Confucius help him do better things. So Confucius make a decision. Follow him or not follow him? You follow the ruler, do better things, hurt people. So Confucius make a decision, quickly leave. This is Confucius live in the way state, you know? 7 days, no food to eat. This is make a decision, important. So this is a big mistake. Small mistake, maybe you speak something word, maybe that fit good time, maybe this kind of things will happen. So business mistake is also important for me. One scholar studied Confucius analyzed. He said, whole book of Confucius analyzed, when I studied, only one thing important, he said, I know I can stay or should leave. Stay here or leave. Stay in this country or leave this country. This is important. Do everything. You do it or not do it. This is important. So talk to official. Talk to any official. The important is you stay, follow the ruler, help the ruler, or you live from this ruler. This big decision is important. Even if you make mistakes, trouble. Also in Yi Jing, talk about, for example, this is the talk about the general Chinese language too, Chinese idiom. He said, a smart, a wise official, he need to know to choose a great boss or great ruler. A smart bird, he know how to choose a great tree, good tree, to make it not that. A smart woman need to choose a good husband to marry with him. This is choose. Important. If you make a mistake, your whole life trouble. So this kind of thing is a bit.
My dissertation is, you know, Beijing. So reason, so related to the.
You say Yijing?
No.
He talk about one Confucian analytic sentence. He say, the wise people should know, choose what is good neighborhood to live. Mm-hmm. But okay. Yeah, I know you. Yeah. This general sentence really is, because the neighborhood influence your children, influence your. You leave some place, the neighborhood is good. This hurt you. Not your family, only family, your children will get trouble. So sometimes important.
So that's on all of these. Making a decision, a great leader makes a decision based on understanding his intentions. Bush makes a decision. If he consulted the I Ching, maybe he'd make a better decision. But, there's something about confronting your inner, what you really, are you moving to the good neighborhood for your children and for your family? Or are you moving to the good neighborhood because you're arrogant and you want a big house? And do you know? Is that the feeling for the I Ching? Do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
Yeah, do make a decision, yeah.
To make a decision.
Mm-hmm. How to make a decision?
Yeah, one of the principles is think of other people, not just yourself, for example. Have a goal. Somebody could say, Bush had a goal. And he was doing it for his country. But at least from my perspective, it was
So the fifth line is ruler. Bush is a fifth line, right? So when he make a decision, he should top line heaven. That's just he think about this.
Yeah.
He should follow heaven.
Yeah.
That's important.
Yeah.
So why heaven top? Some maybe small matter, but also can make a big mistakes. For example, make friends. Sometimes make friends in this society very easy. Make friends. So make friends everybody meet. Sometimes you make a friend, if this friend is really bad, it was your whole life. Sometimes small mistakes is okay. So don't think it's a small matter. Okay, now we go to because of time, sometimes we jam, we don't know words by words out there. Okay, we go to page 293. Chapter 4. Oh, I And this one, this one. This is important too. Okay, the, page 289. So therefore it is the order of the change. This change is just EG. Sometimes you can translate changes, you don't know what change. So actually it's called EG book. The EG book order. One hand order. So the Supreme People devoted himself to and that he attained tranquility by. Here, tranquility actually is before we say the important and peaceful. So if you live, daily life live, you feel peaceful. So it is a judgment of the individual life. So read each judgment of individual life. So Supreme take pleasure in and that he ponder on. Here two Chinese characters important. One is pleasure, is Chinese is love, happy, joy. So when you read any line, you feel enjoying it, you feel happy to it. What be happy to it? Because this line in judgment related to you, and you can practice, so you feel happy. Look. So this happiness actually is a very important key to the Chinese philosopher. Whatever Confucius, whatever Lao Tzu, Zhuangzi, emphasize happiness. So Chinese philosophy emphasizes happiness. The reason is Chinese philosophy is for practice. But when you practice, you feel you can practice, then you get a good result. Then you feel happy. Then next, ponder. Ponder this English. Ponder is thinking. Is right? But Chinese character is play. Introduction. I emphasize this play. Chinese one play. Play important. We continue next section. 296. Here play appear many times. So therefore the Supreme People contemplate these images in times of rest and meditate on the judgment. This meditates Chinese can play. He translates meditate. When he undertakes something, he contemplates the changes and ponder. It's one play, two play of the occur. Therefore, he is blessed by heaven, good fortune. That's two plays. He translates different. One is meditate, one is ponder. Meditate means not thinking. Ponder, think of it. Both translation, that original play. Why use play? If you don't pray, so the Japanese have this word.
If you play things, you
use your heart. First of all, play. So you need to know Chinese culture. So if I invite you to come to my house, I say, come to my house to play. we go to Golden Park, we say, take a walk, right? We just say, we go to Golden Park to play. So why is play? Play means no intention, no great goal. Just come to my house talking. Yeah? Not have intention, oh, come to the house, oh, we'll discuss something important things. So play, you enjoy it, but no intention. You've got what? No some special goal. That's important. So you study I Ching, judgment, no intention. Oh, I read this judgment. Oh, this judgment, oh, useful to me. Oh, I read this for my class teaching. I need this. You have an intention. Also, play just, you are interested in it too. Like play game. You play game. Interest to it again and again. No goal, no intention. Yes. This play. So study Yi Jing. Maybe we finish whole book. Maybe sometime you feel free. You read the judgment. Judgment, the plate. So this play very deep. But look like it.
But it's also like playing an instrument. Is that right? Like playing a piano? Or because you have to work it. You have to go through, but there's no goal necessarily.
But talk about instrument, we do not use play.
Oh, okay.
We don't play. Instrument, sometimes you need to concentrate.
Yes, well, that's right, okay.
So, this means you play again, then it will be united with you into it.
Mm-hmm. Internalize so, it, yeah.
It's very important. Never you never play it, never study it, then when you have trouble, oh, get the divine.
All right.
This Chinese say, if you meet a difficult, then you ask Buddha help me. Too late. So actually, place, actually, mindful with orientation. If I, you mindful with orientation. When you play, you play game, you know, you mindful. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Doctor Wu, yeah. Can you think of idiom? Can you think of a Chinese idiom using that?
Idiom. Not idiom, I just give you a couple of words. One way. Way is test. Test. You play test. You eat something. You promote. One way.
So in Japanese, it is a bad word. Like,
oh, you can use bad words too. Play with a woman.
This is
man. Yeah. No. Chinese that is okay. This is different. You play with everything, then you lose your goal, lose your will. You just enjoy it. Play everything. Play the car, drive a car, play mahjong, gamble, play everything. You lose your goal. This is negative meaning. Sure, play. This is sometimes use negative meaning.
So both mean Chinese, both way. Good meaning and bad meaning, right?
If you enjoying it, forgot your principle, forgot your goal, there's trouble. Sometimes play music, same. Oh, enjoy the music.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Okay, let's go to page 294. So concern over the mood, this is actually regret and humiliation, these two feelings, also two words appear, regret or humiliation. Depends on the borderline. Is that clear? That clear? What is borderline?
Borderline.
Borderline. Borderline. What? But this means is between very subtle beginning, some subtle, very subtle beginning. For example, your mind have a desire. Beginning is very subtle, very small. That becomes a big desire. So regret maybe come from very subtle your feeling. Humiliation, shamelessness, very subtle beginning. You have elected shame. Now you don't care, shame. Jie. Chinese character jie. Jie, why would this between it? Yang qian jizu yin, yin qian jizu yang. Jie is very small. Very small. Some very small feeling inside. You overlook it. That become a big regret. Become a big mistake. So this yijing use regret and humiliation tell you, you should take care of this. You should pay attention. Small. Think your feeling in your heart, in your body. Okay, then we go to page 293. So this chapter is important. Talk about the book of I Ching, contain the misery of heaven and earth. Misery, that's a good translation. This means the book of change is really take the standard of heaven and earth. Whole book I Ching. Yes, copy heaven and earth. Zhun standard. Then the two wizard. Therefore, it enables us to comprehend the Tao of heaven and earth and its order. Comprehend that translation. Compare still use your mind compare. But here talk about therefore the I Ching is unable to these two Chinese can be is like qi go everywhere between heaven and earth. It's like qi go everywhere. Fill up, maybe use fill up heaven and between heaven and earth. Fill up. Let it comprehend. Then continue to next page. So those who they said, they said, Lord Yi Jing, look upward. Actually sage, that way. Sage can contemplate with the helper of the sun in the heaven. This meaning is he contemplate the appearance of heaven. Appearance, he's a science. Appearance, Kevin, the appearance of heaven. Then he knows, he said, circumstance of the dark and the light. Then going back to the beginning of, look down, original, look down, the sage, example the principle of earth. Here's the lines of earth. The principle of earth, Dili. So the sage, creative Yi Jing, follow the appearance of heaven and follow the principle of earth. Principle of earth is to produce everything without discrimination. This principle of earth. So principle of earth later will become a geography. The principle of earth. Going back to the beginning of things and pursue them to the end. This talk about the sixth line, from beginning first line, go to the sixth line, go to the end. Each hexagon, beginning, the end. Beginning, first line, end, the sixth line. This is also simple. From beginning, the life, go to the end of death, too. From life to death, from first line to the top line. So, because of this, then we know the meaning of birth and death. Then next important sentence is that the union of seed and the power produce a thing. These two sentences are difficult to explain, but actually it's very important. Okay, this essence, qi, qi's essence become everything. But this character, essence, but also can use compound words, semen. So here he chooses a seed. But this kind of qi, created everything. So everything is from qi. So essential essence of qi become everything. Then this wonder, wonder, huan suo, wonder suo, become a change. What do we wonder suo? So this Jing Qi become a body. Body. So also this Jing Qi is yin. Yin. The Qi of yin make a body. The wonder of suo is yang. Yang Qi become a change. Okay, for example, we die, the body is dark, it's in. The soul, young energy, go become a soul. Then become a change. The body not change, die. The soul, the young energy go become another thing. Become a change. Everything change.
So in Chinese, soul is young energy.
Yeah. Hun. So we have two words. Well, Chinese have two words. Hun, po. This is hun. The po is body, dead body. So this is dead body. This is soul. The soul is yang qi. The dead body is yin qi. So this dead body, po. So here say life death just one qi. Yang qi go become change. Life. Yin qi stay here. Become dead body. If you know this, you know these two sentences, then he said, though this we come to know the condition of outgoing and return spirits. Spirits is okay. Outgoing actually is a ghost. Since Chinese. Chinese is ghost and spirits, gui shen, gui, gui, ghost, shen, spirits, shen is spirits, gui. So here he touch, eating touch. What mean ghost? What is spirit? What mean birth? What mean death? Death, birth, ghost, spirit, just one qi. Universe is one qi. So if we know what is beginning, what is the end, we know what is life, what is death. We know what is ghost or spirit. We took a very difficult topic.
Yes.
Ghost or spirit. So eating greater content, not only metaphysic, cosmology, also a religion too, to solve the problem, what is ghost, what is spirit.
For me, Shen spirit is the good people die, become qi jian the Shen.
What is it?
Shen means little god, right?
Okay, this is Shen. Chinese can say spirits, literally, and the God too. Last meaning, in Yijing original 64 film didn't talk about this thing. In Confucius commentary, many this word say appear, very important. So later, Chinese philosopher discussed the spirit. I think this great commentary gave us most very important definition. Later we meet this again and again. So this Chinese, this great commentary combination metaphysics, cosmology, religion, and morality together. All this trouble. I say trouble. Metaphysical cosmology. Word is a trouble. Yi Jin, great computer user, Wang Qi. To discuss. Just Wang Qi. Qi go out, spirit. Qi go down. Ghost. Oh, dead body. She's beginning, first line, go to the sixth line, and life, death. So if you know this chi, you know what to be life, what to be death, don't worry. Don't worry, don't scare a ghost. So you have a true understanding universe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we take it. Finish, huh? Let's take a break.
Thank you.
Okay. Wednesday, maybe.